people living along the Earth's northern latitudes are getting a pretty light show thanks to some big eruptions, rather, from the sun on Sunday. The solar storm has hit the Earth's magnetic field.
Now, it's not an entirely unusual situation, but the strength of the storm has caught some by surprise. Duke Johnson is Education and Exhibits Manager at the Clark Planetarium, and he's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Duke, what causes these solar storms?
Well, in short, the solar storm is caused by energetic charged particles that are really mostly electrons coming from the sun. They accelerate along Earth's magnetic fields where they collide with gas atoms, and then the gas atoms give off light. And typically we get to see green, some yellow, and sometimes red, and those are usually from oxygen and nitrogen.
You know, we have so much concern about our electronic devices these days. What kind of impacts would this solar storm have on any of those, if any?
Well, the nice part is everything is at least decently hardened these days. Even though this is the biggest solar storm, really the kind of hit Earth geomagnetic storm, I haven't really seen reports of a lot going on. Our electronic devices that we have on our persons, I don't think, are going to be terribly affected. The biggest thing you might notice is a little bit of fuzziness if you're trying to watch a satellite picture or something else as the electronics get bombarded with extra particles up, you know, away from the Earth.
So how often do these kinds of solar storms occur?
You know, really, you look for an increase in them in the peak of the solar cycle. So the solar cycle goes about 11 years. So there's about 3 years where there's a lot of solar activity kind of right in the middle where it peaks, and then it declines rapidly. And it's just during those peaks where you might expect it, although randomly you can get other times when particles are ejected off the surface of the sun and wind up hitting the Earth as well.
So, Duke, is this a particularly large solar storm, or is this just average for this cycle?
Well, no, this is the largest one in this cycle, but the difference is that this this solar cycle has been actually pretty tame. And so, you know, while the storms can induce currents into the electric grid and things, you really haven't seen anything today, I don't think. I don't think any of us have experienced that. So there are protection measures in place, at least to some level. And again, they can get a lot bigger than this. So while it'd be great to go out and see some aurora tonight, I'm not sure if we'll get the chance.
No, kind of cloudy out there. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.